Chapter 1. It was a whiff. A brief moment, really. Enough of a moment that it got my attention and took me right back to the small kitchen of my childhood home in Perrysburg, Kentucky, a far cry from where I stood at the kitchen sink at the milkery, where my hands were busy peeling the shells off hard-boiled eggs. "Be sure you knock it against the sink all the way around the outside before you start to peel," Mary Elizabeth gave me the side eye when she must have seen me staring out the window. "I know my hard-boiled eggs are delicious, but they look good when you have the nice and shiny, smooth outside, especially when they're sitting in the little egg holder of the antique china of my mama's, which one day soon will be yours." Her voice trilled with excitement. "Hank and I have no place to put any extra dishes," I told her, knowing she was going to try to pass off all her china, vases, family cloth napkins, and things I'd need to host a southern dinner party, which was not on my radar, even if I didn't live in a camper van. I picked up another hard-boiled egg from the pan of cold water. As I knocked it along the ceramic sink, I carefully rotated it to make sure it was cracking all the outside of the shell. "You'll have to find a place. You are also going to have to get a bigger refrigerator to keep a frozen coffee cake. So when you do have company drop by, you will have something good for them to eat on a beautiful serving plate." She sighed happily at the thought of my impending nuptials to Hank Sharp, even though the wedding wouldn't be until the next year. "Which does make me wonder if you two have talked about a real house." "Nope, we've not discussed anything about the wedding. Though I do think I've narrowed down my bridesmaids." I knew I had to give Mary Elizabeth something to chew on to get her through the holidays. The bell over the front door of the milkery sounded, signaling a new bed and breakfast guest for her. "Hold that thought." She picked up the edges of her apron and wiped her hands clean before she reached around to untie it, threw it on the kitchen table, looked into the microwave as a mirror to make sure she was presentable, and darted out of the kitchen to meet her new guests. The back door swung open. Abby Fawn Bonds, my sister-in-law, peeked inside. "Knock, knock. Anyone home?" Abby's eyes darted around. "Thank goodness you are here." I tossed the broken eggshells in the empty coffee tin Mary Elizabeth had given me so she could use the shells to compost and put in the milkery garden to help fertilize the soil. "Mary Elizabeth has some dishes for you and Bobby Ray." "Oh, no, you don't. We've already turned them down. We told her it was only right for the daughter to get them." She snickered and pulled off her coat. "It's turned downright cold. I think we skipped right over fall and went straight to winter." "Fine by me." I gave her a hug after she'd hung her coat up on the hook next to the door. "I'm so ready for the season to slow down," I laughed. "I never thought I'd say it, but I need a break." After I got Happy Trails Campground, the campground I owned and lived in, up and running as one of the best campgrounds in the state, we were always packed, even during the winter months. But it was those few months where the more experienced campers came, because it wasn't as packed as the seasonal months. They didn't require all my attention, and over the last couple of camping seasons, we'd been swamped, leaving me little time to think about, much less plan, a wedding. "If the weather is going to be anything like the almanac says, we're in for big winter storms, starting on Thanksgiving," she sighed and walked over to wash her hands before picking up an egg to help me. "That's just a few days away." I glanced back out the window and looked up at the skyline on top of the mountains of the Daniel Boone National Forest. "How many more do you think we need?" "She told me there's about 15 guests." She looked down at the bowl of unshelled eggs. "This is a lot more than 15 guests. "Keep shelling," I giggled and picked one up. I was able to peel them while looking out at the orange, red, gold, and green colors dotting the mountainside. Fall in and around the park was a picture like nothing else I'd ever seen. I certainly didn't take it for granted. Autumn was my favorite season. Hank and I hadn't made a true wedding date, but as the fall season was quickly passing by, with the first snowfall of the year, my heart was being tugged to plan a gorgeous fall wedding, which meant we'd have to wait almost an entire year. It was fine. It wasn't like either of us was going anywhere. Hank and Jerry Truman had started their own private investigation service, keeping him busy. Happy Trails Campground was literally booked solid for the next 2 years.